Sustainable Community Voices, guests from the community sharing how they are involved in the topic of sustainability. And my next three guests come in. I'm looking for the food, you know, because if I've got chefs in studio, I guess we'll just have to, you know, take a rain check on the food that you brought in. Let's do a roundtable discussion. I'm going to have you use that microphone right there, good lady. Good morning to you, Alyssa Penzar.
Hey, good morning to you,
Shelley. Good morning to you. Good that you are here, a formal chef instructor with Muskegon Area Career Tech Center. Alyssa Penzar, thank you for you. John Sharp, you get that microphone. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning.
And Michaela Rakoff, good morning to you, Michaela.
Good morning to you, too.
You want to be a chef?
I do.
You want to be a chef, John?
Yes, I do.
You're hanging out with the right people, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. All right. Good that you are all here. Our topic is engaging students in a local, healthier food system. So tell me a little bit about the Career Tech Center and you, Alyssa.
Yes. Well, I have been a teacher at the Muskegon Area Career Tech Center for 16 years, and I teach hospitality and tourism. My background as a professional chef has aided me greatly, and my mission is to prepare youth to have a jump start in a career that they're passionate about.
Classroom's full?
Classroom can always be fuller. We will just grow to meet the demand. So
that's awesome. Tell me a little bit about you, if you would, Michaela.
Well, I'm a second year in the hospitality and tourism program.
And I asked earlier, have you always wanted to be a chef? True, right?
Yes, since I was very little. I've always wanted to be a chef.
If you would cook us lunch today, what would you cook?
Probably my borscht that I've been working on.
Bless you.
Bless you. John, same question to you. Again, searching your passion through this occupation, what would you cook us for lunch?
What would I cook you? My favorite thing to cook is ribs, myself.
Nice. Thank you for that. So, the Career Tech Schools in Michigan, let's talk about the programs often offered, Alyssa, at the Muskegon Area Career Tech Center.
Yes. Well, we offer 15 different career programs, from healthcare to veterinary science, automotive repair to computer security. And you can go to MuskegonCareerTech.com to get a lot of details if you need them. But really, our programs are designed to help kids just get a jump start on where they want to go and to earn industry credentials, college credit, credit towards high school graduation, have experiences with employers, and just be ready to launch.
Specifics about the culinary program itself, the length of the program?
Yep, this is a two-year program, and we're actually, culinary arts is just one component of what we teach. It's a broad range of hospitality and tourism skills, from customer service and advanced pastry arts to entrepreneurship, food safety.
And where are you located, the center itself?
We are on 200 Harvey Street in Muskegon, Michigan, and we serve all of the public, parochial, private, and charter schools within the Muskegon County area.
Yeah, and dig a little deeper. How have you been working with area schools to engage in the local food system?
I'm so glad you asked. Yep. That is part of our mission, is just to engage in the community, and I find the youth love it. So everything from working with the Boom Youth at Muskegon Public Schools, Endurance Adventure would be with intermediate age schools at Reese Puffer. We've had kindergarten students in, and all the way up to high school age. And so we're closely tied now with Montague area and Whitehall District Schools. We have a great collaboration there with the food service program.
And give me that in layman's terms, meaning you go into the schools and?
And we bring a team, all of our second year students learn how to, they learn about local Michigan produce, and they learn how to develop recipes suitable for tasting that will work in a school. They'll meet the needs of a school food service program.
Wow, getting the kids early in life. All right, John, what did interest you in this program, and maybe what do you enjoy most?
What interests me in this program is, in fact, the authentic learning experience that we have here. You deal with very much real-world stress in this situation, and over time what I've learned is fundamental skills from knife safety to customer service to creating your recipes and creating a market order. This class has brought so many opportunities to me and my classmates.
Michaela?
I think what inspired me about this class was the food, mainly. I've always loved food. I mean, who doesn't?
So the food, like learning to prepare a
learning
dish.
Learning how to prepare properly. A dish and how to create something you never thought of. Like, we've been working with beets, and I never thought you could make a beet pizza.
That's what you should have brought in. What about, do you combine, there's classroom work and obviously food prep work, right? Have you learned the sciences behind food, and is that part of your schooling as well?
That is part of our learning.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What would be a formal career aspiration, Michaela?
Well, I plan to go to a culinary school and study both the business side and the culinary side of food, and then someday open up my own restaurant.
John?
Mine is pretty much the same. I'm planning on going to a culinary college and learning the business side and opening my own restaurant.
And, Alyssa, is that somewhat a career track that is enjoyable to hear?
Oh, definitely. And our students, they run the gamut in interest. I have a girl who's going on to hotel management. I have a student who wants to manage resorts, another who wants to work in the state park system, yet another who says, I want to be a teacher, but I want to do it with food and healthy food and help kids learn how to eat better.
You and your students recently presented at a national conference. So let's talk about that.
Yes, we were invited by the Groundwork Center for Resilient Communities in Traverse City to join with them at the 20s, it was the Farm to Cafeteria Conference put on by the National Farm to School Network to talk about how policy can promote engagement in student work. And we showcased our programming.
Did you have any involvement, you guys? Michaela or John?
We did not.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So what's a typical classroom day? So, like, what are you going to be, what's in store for today, Wednesday? You're on the radio. That's a big deal.
So, a typical day for me, I would arrive at the tech center and get into uniform.
Yes.
And then I would grab our bistro menu and start setting up for how to open for the day.
All right. And John?
For me, as kitchen leader, I would help set up all the first-year students, all the new students, teach them what to do, all the skills they need to do to prepare everything that they're going to need to do for the day, and make sure that our bistro that our students run is full of all the foods that they need to serve to our students.
So tell me more about the bistro. Is this an actual place where I can come and have lunch?
The bistro is a place where you can come and have lunch. We are open to the public, but we have very crazy hours.
Yeah.
It is all student run. Our first year students run the bistro, and I just help them with making sure they have everything set and helping them with their customer service skills.
Yeah, because you're upperclassmen. How about the upcoming trip to the Michigan Good Food Summit?
John actually is going to be co-presenting with me and one of the students who presented at the national conference on how grant programs can really support what we're doing in the schools. And there's a 10 cents a meal program that offers, we work with Dan Gorman in Whitehall and Montague. He's a food service director, and the money he earns, that it's a reimbursement program. The money he gets by featuring Michigan produce, he can use then to help us buy more Michigan produce and help our students learn how to use it better.
John, anything to add on that?
No, not really.
Yeah. How about as we look to say our ultimate goodbyes, because you've got to get back to the bistro, what about the word sustainability? I'll start you with you, Alyssa, as far as, is that a term that is used and at the forefront in how you spend your day?
It certainly is. In fact, it's even a required component of my teaching. And sustainability to me means helping people, helping my students learn how to work with food, understand how to grow it, where it comes from, how to use it, and how to share that knowledge with others so that everyone in the community can have access to terrific produce, terrific food, and healthier ways of living.
Michaela, sustainability, you know what it is and how to use it?
I know what it is, and I know that we use it a lot during our class, but it doesn't always work itself out.
Well, it will. Yeah, it will, because hopefully sustainability is here to stay. John?
Sustainability, definitely. We use it a lot in our classrooms, and just, yeah, like what Michaela said, it's kind of difficult to use sometimes.
Yes. All right. Well, again, what do you say to that student-to-be that is anticipating perhaps attending Muskegon Area Career Tech Center in the culinary program, John?
Be prepared to work very hard. This isn't, most people think this class just kind of coasts through. You have to be very passionate about what you do in the culinary program to be successful at it.
Nice. Alyssa, thank you for your comment on that, if you would, Michaela.
Just be prepared for everything that's going to be thrown at you, and sometimes things won't work and you just have to go with it.
Sounds like life. Yes. Thank you for this conversation, and Alyssa pens our great future we have ahead of us when it comes to eating well and being sustainable. How do we find out more information about your program?
Probably the quickest way is to go to MuskegonCareerTech.com, and you can just reach out and email me that way, or you can go to epenzar@muskegonisd.org.
Awesome.
My email.
Thank you, guys. Our sustainable community voices. Thanks to you all, and go get them.
Thank you.